Blog Talk Radio.
It's your favorite girl, AP, aka FK, Sleep, AK, Norvetto, AK, Norvo, say, can I, anybody you want me to be at the time you want me to be it?
Oh my God. Okay. And it's Bonnie, everybody. How's you guys doing?
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
And it's Jane, of course.
I
am back in this bitch, you know.
Okay, you've been gone?
Yeah, you were gone.
I never noticed. I thought you always been, you know, not here.
Oh my God. Y'all not finna do that Anyway. How y'all been? How y'all week doing? How y'all been since we've been going?
If y'all hear fireworks in my background, they're popping fireworks and it's fucking June. It's not even July yet. It's pissing me off. I hate this time of the month. Because they pop fireworks towards the end of fucking June and then all fucking July up until August. And it's ridiculous. Like, ugh.
My girl.
Black people. No, these white people out here. Like, white people and black people be doing that shit. Like, it's not even a color thing. It's like, what's wrong with people? But anyway.
Anyway, like I said, how are y'all doing? How's y'all week been? We ain't been here in like 3 weeks.
We really haven't. So, okay, I'm definitely going to refer to they say the best for last always. So, Jane, so how has your whole, like, little 3 weeks been? Any exciting things happen?
You know, just been working, releasing an
album. No, baby. What just happened, Jane, with the
money? We're not doing that.
Well, I got a job, you know.
Congratulated.
Oh, I was about to say.
Boy, I know what you're talking about. I ain't talking about
that. I thought you was doing that.
Everything's been good.
Oh my God, I'm trying to give you motherfucking accreditation, bitch. You don't want your
accreditation. What? My album, bitch?
You talking about a fucking IMVU album. What's about real life?
I graduated, you know, of course. I graduated.
Jesus.
You know.
Audience, what do you think about that?
Stop, girl. We ain't got that today.
Okay, I just wait. But anyways, so yeah, you graduated. So congratulations on your graduation.
Thank you.
Yeah, my week has been like really like I'm in the process of moving because I have to move out of my place. Because my lease is about to be up. And then on top of it, I've been working a lot lately, and I've been like very very tired and. Oh, I mean, the pay is good. I get paid every week, which is really good. But, like, just working and just, I'm not a 9-to-5 girl. I just want to suck some dick and, like, just be like a dude who just want to spend money on me. Like, this working shit is just not for me. Like, I just can't do this. I really can't. I need to find some type of white man or something and, like, suck his dick for, like, 2 hours and he's out my whole entire rent for the year. Like, I'm too sick of from being your ass, okay? Keep trying me.
That wasn't me. That was the audience. That was the audience.
So, Brian, how was your little 3 weeks?
Anyways, we're out of time. So, as I was saying, Dr. Claire, go ahead, boo.
Boy, I just want to say that I feel good. I look good. And was it boo? Because I don't even remember you. Didn't you leave the first night? Just kidding. I'm here. My 3 weeks were. What? What did you say? What the heck was that?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm a little.
Okay.
I didn't know who said I was.
Okay. Like I said, like I said, I graduated. Yes!
Girl, that dry ass on you, bitch. Keep this shit.
Wait, what?
Thank you. Thank you.
Brian, please stop. Because we got to keep it wrapped. Okay, anyways, you guys. So
okay,
you
no,
guys
I graduated.
Oh, you went to yeah. That.
Whatever, go.
Congratulations. Okay.
I know, I look good. I feel good.
Anyways, you guys, so it is Friday, and you guys know Friday means. Ladies, you guys are going to help me introduce this next little segment.
Sure.
Okay. It is
Fine Friend Friday.
Okay.
What?
Thank you. It was Nigga Friday.
Audience.
You can't say nigga.
I'm a saved woman.
Okay, anyways. So today is Fine Nigga Fridays, you guys, where we all, like all the little hosts and co-hosts and the guest co-hosts and all the girls across the land, you
yes,
guys can DM us your main person, your Fine Nigga Friday or whatever. And the person who's going to go first is going to be obviously me. My Fine Nigga Friday is actually going to be four people. Which one?
Oh.
Which four? Yes, because, you know, we have been away for 3 weeks, and I feel like I've been getting, like, the same person, so I'm going to actually like the extra one.
Okay.
So I actually do have like a little list or whatever. So let me just put up that list.
Who's going to be my baby daddy?
And it's going to be, you know, Kendrick Lamar or whatever.
Oh, I was going to say Manny.
You tried it. You really tried it.
Audience.
Okay. You really tried it. That was really foul. Okay. Anyways, the other person is going to be was it Fat Trapper? I think I said his name right.
Girl, what? Oh, no, we don't do more than one. Not here on this
yes,
show.
I said four. So, Fetch Trapper, Kendrick Lamar. I'm not going to say Stale because Stale was like, he did have too many already. Like, he just eliminated himself.
No.
What's the boy name? Taliban, number three. And I got one
Taliban
more.
Taliban is banned from the show. I did that.
Thank you,
crowd.
Shut up. And then there's somebody else. It's like I think his name's like Poet Moet or something like that. What is it like? Poet, you know what I'm talking about. It's over the P.
I don't know. I don't know that.
Poet Moet or something. Petit Moet. I don't know. Poet Moet. I don't know. It's something like that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But yeah.
Jing, who's yours?
Mine is Dion Iman, bitch. He's fun as fuck.
Who?
Dion Iman, bitch.
Who is that?
Yeah.
Oh, Solana got character. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm for Roddy not. Okay, Solana's got character.
Yeah. That Poppy Reese. Oh my god, he's so damn fine.
Who?
What? Who?
He's
Poppy Reese.
Yeah, I think I said his name right.
Bitch, you fucking sound like Pop Reese's pub.
Bitch, I'll show y'all later. Will y'all see him? I'll show y'all later. He's fine.
Okay, is it IMVU or is it like real life?
It's IMVU.
His name is Poppy Reese.
Poppy Reese.
Okay. And you want to tell your other two?
Before Brian. Well, before Eddie.
Four?
Yeah, four.
Okay.
Come on, tell your other two.
Okay, Taliban, of course.
No, you
well.
Can't choose mine. No, you can't choose mine.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You, know
you can choose Papoose.
Yeah. Okay, Papoose. Oh. I don't know, bitch.
Well, Remy Ma better come for your neck, bitch.
Okay.
Well, I said one boy brought a popo or somebody like that.
Jean, you say who you want to say.
Okay, well, I'm trying to help her out.
So, I only got three.
You ain't going to say Ben? Elijah?
Right, Elijah.
Girl,
oh.
Bitch.
How y'all feel about that one?
Anyway, come on, Brian. You got to say yours.
Oh, mine? I want to say Manny.
Why?
Because I do. I didn't ask you why, so I said what I said.
Why are you trying to do all my exes? Like, you are
Oh, please.
You
oh,
a
please.
Friend sleeper. You a friend
Baby,
sleeper.
You know what? How about I just...
No, they call it friend fucker. You a friend fucker, bitch.
Thank you. I want to say Manny. I'll say No Hugs.
I don't care. Baby, he disabled. You mean Instagrammer?
You can't see. You do care because you have something to say.
Instagrammer.
Baby.
Because he's disabled, sweetie. What do you mean?
Instagrammer. No, it's like not. I'm Manny.
You can say him. I knew it. I was like, you can say him.
Of course,
Sam.
Sierra. Matter of fact, I take it back to Sierra. Let's say Rihanna. The little avatar that Tamar is hiding behind. Rihanna, Amar, whatever. And who else? And I'll say Taliban just for a fill-in. Next.
Why are you asking what I'm choosing?
Oh, my gosh. Please, baby, you ain't nothing
anyway,
like that. You ain't that girl.
Bitch, I am not that girl, but I am that.
Whatever.
I did that.
Anyway, like I said.
So, as I was saying, you guys, so I was going to get into the topic more way too after.
We're
going
to go into a short break and then we're going to get into the topic. We'll be back in maybe just 1 minute. This is Banks, Fuck With Myself. And we're back. Now we're also gonna play a new song from Miss Jingween. Jingween? I don't know. She's some
girl,
new artist.
Jingween,
you wanna introduce your song, baby?
It's
introduce your song,
baby.
See?
Okay.
Jing, introduce your song. Okay. Here's the song. Here's the song off of Jing's new album. Who, what, where, when?
Ladies.
Like that, y'all. I'm gonna play Jing song for real, y'all. I'm sorry. Y'all liking this, right? This is cute, right? Thank you. Wait, y'all. This is Jing and Von. I'm sorry.
Thank you,
baby. G, fashion, big money. With all this fake love, we this body.
And we're back, and that was Jingwen's new song from her her new album, When.
When.
Featuring
Booty Party.
Sweetie, they didn't ask for that. Now, the song was really cute, but I think they should have had... They say it's just me, Miss Banks, a.k.a. Nestle, a.k.a. Bestie, ever had sexy, ever got licked, but it never
so what happened, you guys? The reason why we didn't include that other artist on there is that she just said because we wanted to sell the record, okay? We didn't want to flop, you know. Like
we had it.
Audience,
how do y'all feel about
but
that?
But anyways. Look, bitch.
Thank
take
you.
Your hand off the fucking, with some audio controls, okay? Anyways, let's get into the topics, you guys, because you guys all came for the topic.
Okay.
And... I was going to talk about it, you guys, about this weekend, but I'm not going to do all of that because, like I said, we already moved on from that, you know. We already did it already. And we'll put the whole show because I like to talk. So, we're going to do some other little topics for you guys. It's going to be fun or whatever. So,
This is the Pride edition.
And this is like the Pride month, you know, it's still Pride month, you know, all weekend long, you know, we're all month long. It's Pride month for the gays.
Should be our year.
To be honest, we're just gonna ask like a lot of little gay questions and stuff like that or whatever. So the first one, cause I've seen this on Instagram. Somebody had was just like talking about like how like you know like you could tell when it's like a guy Abby behind the Abby or something like that, like a female Abby or whatever. And they say because like a gay guy is more sexual than like I guess like females. Do you guys think that's true? That gay guys are more sexual than females?
No.
Yes. Because
I'm not.
Yes.
I'm
okay.
Not.
All right. Hold on. Who want to go first?
Jing, you can go first.
Gay guys. Okay. Gay guys are. It's way more easier to have, like, to pick up on a gay male.
Okay.
Than a
See,
female,
that's sad,
to be
though.
Honest. That is, but it's the truth.
Okay.
Well,
come on.
Well, let's be honest. Okay, that is the truth, but it's not the truth with me because I'm not. You can't. I'm not. You can't.
Okay, so you speak from yourself.
I'm speaking for myself. Yeah.
Like generally.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's some people
guys are different, but I'm just saying like it's more.
Most of them
are
in general. Yeah, she's talking about in general.
Most of them are easier.
Yeah. Okay, I kind of agree with both of you guys. So I'm like, I'm split 50-50 because my personal was like, I am a little bit on like the sexual. So I'm like a little bit more like sexually outspoken, I like to say, because like I grew up literally like exposed to sex like at a young age to where like it's just like normal for me to talk about dicks in like a regular conversation. Like I'm just really weird like that. But
yeah.
I understand that most people really don't like grow up with that same kind of comfortability. I like that word better.
Okay.
Like some people just not comfortable with like the word dicks and pussy like I am. Like it doesn't bother me, but like
that's not whatever you say pussy.
Pussy?
Yeah.
Vagina, coochie. Okay,
anyway.
So, like, I'm just, like, very comfortable, like, saying stuff like that. I don't know if most people are not. And I don't think it's, like, a gay thing. I just think it's an individual thing. So, I agree with you on that, Brian. But, like, I do also can see where Jean, like, where she makes a good point. Because, like, gay people, well, when I say gay people, I think about, gay people. I think about, like, dudes, okay? I don't think about, like, females, like, really being gay, unless you like
call them a lesbian.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so I think about dudes or whatever.
So stop saying that because you're uneducated. Next.
Bitch, I want to jump across this motherfucking phone and drag your ass about that motherfucking with the New Jersey.
Let your ass
bitch, I'm talking. Shit, you interrupted me.
Girl, come on.
So, anyway, that's what I was saying because you got me ratcheting on this motherfucking line.
You're just being yourself.
I'm not, bitch. I've been drinking grape soda. But, anyway. Listen, shut up.
See, that's you. So y'all see what you be doing?
I forget about train of thought and shit. What I was trying to say, okay, I can see what Jing is talking about too, because like, you know, like most dudes who are like gay, like they like they're still dudes. You know what I mean? Like they're still men. So like, you know, men have like a really bad rep for being like sexual creatures and like, you know, always thinking about sex. So you kind of associate gay people with sex all the time because they're still men. So. I kind of agree with both of you guys. That's what I was trying to say. But anyway.
I don't think about sex. I'm a musician. Next.
That's why there's HIV and AIDS, bitch.
I mean,
but,
that's true.
Okay.
That's true, but you got to wear protection. let's make a disclaimer for that. We're protecting you guys at all times. Be careful, be safe, or protection to all of that.
But yeah, think of it as like gay community has more HIV and AIDS.
Okay, girl, shut up. I gotta go see this.
But I don't know. I don't think that's true. I'm sorry, I don't.
Hold on, what's she just saying?
The gay community has HIV, more HIV and AIDS than, you know,
it is. It is. It's like it's a higher level. It's a higher level for I think it's at a higher rate, not a level, a higher rate for especially for particularly for Black gay men. You know, it's a higher rate for HIV and AIDS. So definitely want to be more careful when it comes to stuff like that. So make sure you wear your protection. Make sure you know who you're sleeping with. I'm sleeping with everybody. Okay, even on IMVU, there is such thing as a virus, computer
there
virus.
There is IMVU AIDS. Thank you.
Okay, there is HIV from IMVU, okay? I know quite a few of you guys who have IMVU HIV. Roman, I'm just playing. But anyways, I'm just playing, okay? I'm just being shady. You shady. Don't take it serious.
Don't cover her.
Okay, so this next question is kind of personal. This next question is kind of personal because it actually came from like our little DM chat. Because you know we were talking about it, but like I know we had talked about like you know sucking dick and stuff like that. And I was 7 years old when I first started. So
I was younger, but okay.
And remember when Tay was talking about when she started sucking dick and like she just started. And, like, I was asking, like, how do you know?
Tiana,
hey,
don't do that.
Sasha. She said she's just.
I didn't hear you.
Yeah, you were stuttering. You're lying. So, anyway. First, it's two questions. So, when did y'all start sucking dick? It's the first question. And then the second question is, how do you know when you're good at it?
Okay, if I go first? Okay. I'll say, like, maybe 5, 6.
You were 5, 6 doing it?
Yes.
Wait a minute. This is a major alert for me. Because I was 7. You were 5.
5, 6.
So you were a bigger hoe than me.
No.
That was your first time doing it. Because I was sucking it at 7. I was still sucking it, like, all throughout my years until I was older. Like, okay, never mind. But, yeah, go ahead.
What?
I just said too much. I just said way too much. So, like, your first time doing it was when you were
6, 7. I mean, 5, 6.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know about that.
But you wasn't, like, continuing doing it. Like, it was, like, a one-time thing, and then you
stopped it.
Every now and then. Okay. See, I did mine consistently.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I said too much. Okay, go
you
ahead.
You are. Pedophilization.
No, it's not pedophilization. I was 7, and that person
still
was, like,
a little, still a child.
I never did. That's funny, right?
Oh, please, Jing.
Jing, can you please tell my mama you had put that dildo on the wall? And you wrote it.
Jing, just be honest.
Girl,
come on, this is bad. We might as well.
Please.
Jing,
we
come on,
this is bad. Vince should never be honest about that because you told us that you know you was for real. You said you put that dildo, you stuck a dildo on the wall.
Because
I know you can do that. Now I want one. But you said you stuck a dildo on the wall. You was lying to me.
Girl, no, I did not.
Jay, you didn't say that now.
Girl, we are live on the air right now. Come on, Jay. Why you keep talking like that?
See, Jig is a new woman. She has a new album out called Wave.
Girl.
Anyway.
iTunes, Spotify, everywhere.
It was basically a question. Okay, so Brian, you was 5. And how did you
get
good at it? 5, 6.
And them eyes roll back.
Okay, how do you know, Jay? And how old was you?
I was 7 when I found out that I was a little different.
So you were the same age, lucky 7, okay.
I found out when I first got hard, when I seen this.
Wait.
I'm being honest.
Your story is way much better. So what happened with this girl sitting in your lap?
No, never mind.
No, I can say it.
You might as well say it now.
When was the first time you was gay? I thought that was the question, but.
Oh.
It was a girl or a guy that's telling a lie?
It was a girl, and, like, I never...
You never got a heart?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But when I seen this, you know, guy, I was at a beach. I went to the beach with my family, and, you know, the guy was shirtless, you know, had got out of the water, you know, like...
Baywatch.
Yeah, you know, I was like, okay, I got excited, you know, and that's
oh.
me, like, I was like, I knew, like, okay.
How old were you?
Yeah. Two.
No, I was 7 or 8.
You were 7 or 3.
7 or 8, girl.
Oh, I was like, okay.
7 or 8.
I was like, 7 or 3.
Girl,
that's a stretch. Anyways. Okay, so we okay. I answer. Okay, I was 7. And how you know when you for me, like, okay,
eyes rolling.
First of all, it's something about the eyes rolling because for me, I couldn't see his face because I would be like very like I was like a low key like freak, nervous freak. So like
mm-hmm.
I didn't want the dude.
I can't look
at
somebody's eyes.
Yes, that was me. I did not want him looking at me at all. So I would have him like cover up his face with like his shirt like put over his face. Oh my god, it was so embarrassing.
Yeah, you're
anyway.
A weirdo. You're weird. Who does that? I'm sorry.
For me?
Yes.
For me?
Yes.
Look, I was young.
Did you want them looking at your? You want them looking in your eyes? Like,
Let me tell you what it was. Cause, okay, when I finally did lose my virginity with the dude or whatever, like, you know, when I lost my virginity, it was a 13 or 14. I lost my virginity, and like, I don't know, it was just like. I don't know. He was always smile, and like I don't know. It just creeped me out. I'm like, why are you smiling at me? Like, because I feel like what I was doing was bad. Honestly, I really did. So I feel like by him looking at me and he's enjoying it, and it's just like I don't want to see that because I'm going to hell because you're enjoying it. We both enjoying it. I don't know. In my weird little mind, it was really weird. I know, but like,
you had like a really church upbringing type of thing.
Yeah, right? I did. I had like a really big church upbringing, so it was like what you
what
doing. Like I used to be snicking around the base. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, the church that I went to never talked about that ever.
They never talk about it. See, my church called me out. All the church I've been to, they called me out. Yeah, it's like,
right.
I swear, like, let me think about this one experience. I will remember this to this day. Like, it pissed me off so much. Like, I was so embarrassed. I was in a church, and it was, like, January consecration month. So it'd be, like, when everybody, like, fasts, like, the whole month of January or whatever.
They do
and,
what?
Like, they fast. So it's, like, you basically don't, you go without, like, eating any type of, like, food. Like, you just drink, like, bread and water. So, like, that's pretty much what I was doing. Yes, that's pretty much what I was doing. I was drinking water and eating bread like the whole entire month of January. And, oh, shit. Okay, so when that had happened, I was sitting in like a little church and my lady was preaching. And like everybody had got up, but it wasn't like everybody got up at once. It was more so like everybody got up and went to the pulpit and like, you know, got their little blessings and they came and sat back down. And it was me and another guy who was like the only people who had sat. The other guy was my foster brother. He was
mm-hmm.
knocked out, okay? He was asleep. His ass was about clean the fuck out. And I was just sitting there watching the service, but I didn't get up and go up because I was nervous. So
mm-hmm.
tell me why the fucking pastor came down there. She was like, there's one person in here who did not come up here for, who did not come up here to get prayed for. And I'm looking at him like, okay, she see him sleeping. Like, she about to go, you know, play hands on him or whatever. She came towards me and, like, really, like, outed me in front of the whole entire, like, church. She was just like, you know, I understand that you're your homosexual spirit. And, like, in front of the whole entire church. I was so fucking embarrassed.
Oh, my gosh.
I never went back again. And I never went back ever since. Like, I was just so fucking embarrassed. And it was, like, whispering in my ear. They was just like, she's not trying to embarrass you. She's just trying to help you and just bring you closer to God. And I'm just like, this. And I'm over here faking it. I'm like, all I'm going to sit up with somebody to pray.
No, you was not. Was you not? You were not.
Did you not? I was faking it. Because I was just so embarrassed. I was just like, literally, like, fake faking it. I'm like, all I'm going to sit up with somebody to pray. He's about to see that. I'm going to sit up with
somebody.
Bro, Brian, and like it was just so embarrassing. Like my foster mama, she was just like, she said next time she do that, like let me know, cause I'm a. She wanted to fight her, like really, she wanted to fight the pastor after that, like Miss Hopgood.
With Miss Hopgood, really?
Yeah, she wanted to, yeah, because she was like, she did have her fake moments with me, Miss Hopgood, but she was low key like on my side at that point because she felt like that was disrespectful. Like you don't do that the whole fucking church. Like, it was just embarrassing. But I never went back. It was like a visiting church, too. I was like, not doing that no more. But yeah, that was like my only time. I've
oh, you only visited?
Yeah, it was like a visiting church.
Oh,
but
wow.
Think about it, like, and it scared me because I'm like, how does she fucking know I didn't stand up? And like I said, the other dude, his name was Elias. He was literally sitting right there, knocked the fuck out in front of her. I'm like, you don't see him, like, sleeping? Like, face, like, living in his lap. Yeah, it's like, knocked the fuck out, snoring and everything. I'm like, okay, he's about to go get played for. Because I'm looking at the sign, I'm woke. I just didn't want to go up there. Like, I didn't want to get up. I probably didn't want to get up. But anyways, yeah, that was crazy.
Who are you working at? What you say?
I think we got time for one more question or a couple
more. Yeah, come
on. Okay. All right. So this one is kind of like, okay, this one kind of relates to like the whole reply thing. I just really want to know. Because we had talked about this earlier today. But do you feel like I need to change your people?
Okay, James, you can go first.
Yes. It does a lot. It blinds people. Blinds people to the fullest.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not getting any details.
I know. I just remember. Those are like really good questions because we have just talked about this for you. Okay.
I mean, you can get into it, Jing. We got time for you to get into it.
Don't go into too much detail about it. Just briefly rub it across the surface. Get it off your chest.
Like, it hooks. Okay. When I mean IMV changes people, it breaks up relationships. It can ruin. It ruined a relationship with a very close one of mine, But at the same time, you have okay. What I'm trying to tell you guys, you have to learn before because IMBU. Yes, IMBU is fun. It's a way to express yourself in many different ways, you know. But at the same time, people have to learn how to get off this game, you know, and be serious. You know, I had to emotionally move myself from this game because school-wise, and I feel though, if I was on this game during school, thank God I had job support and understanding the most because if I was on this game during high school, my senior year, of course, I feel though I would have not gone far as you know, so IMBU does changes people a lot. Y'all just have to learn how to.
But your friends did kind of change you for the better because it just made you be like more aware of your real life.
It's like it's good and bad. Like for example, Jocelyn, she works for Jocelyn.
Oh yeah.
We represent her all the time. That's
incredible. Even though. You know, we may have a little issue in this and that. I'm not going to sit back and be a hater. That's awesome. That's, like, really good, you know. IMBU brings out the best of people, and it discovers a lot of people.
That's why I don't want people to think that IMBU is just a waste of time. And that, you spent your time on IMBU, and you get nothing out of it. Like, no, there's really opportunities that come to people. Like, if you don't even know. People don't have to spread their accomplishments to everybody. Just because you don't say nothing about your accomplishments doesn't mean you don't have any. You know?
Yeah. That's amazing,
I agree with both of y'all, honestly, because I feel like when it comes to IMVU, like, I literally be seeing, like, so many, like, talented people on this damn game. It's like people, like, I'm just like, if they were to do this shit in real life, like, I just know they would go hella far. Like, it's just so many, like, I have not seen, like, so many talented just editors, period, too. Like, the graphic artists.
Thank you.
You're in the making, baby. We're in the making, okay? But I just see so many talented people, including myself and AB, you know, all the people on this phone, though, and Jing as well. Like, I do see, like, talented people who are, like, stop. I do feel like if we were to take, like, a lot of this stuff, like, to real life, like, to adapt it into our real life, like, somehow we will actually go, like, really, really far. And I do see people on the game that, you know, that are starting to do that. Like, I do wish them the best. Honestly, I really do. So do I feel like IMBU changes people? Yeah, and I feel like it can change you for the better because you really hone in your or the worst. Mm-hmm. But like the best is like you can really hone in your skills on interviews. And you can really receive like a lot of people's opinions. Like sometimes like for me, like I wasn't as confident in my like creative ability until I got on this game. I was just like, wow, like I'm very creative apparently because like everybody is written for what they're doing. So I'm just like, if I were to take this shit, what I'm doing now, and, like, adapt it to my real life, like, I can imagine myself going very, very far. So
yeah.
I definitely think it did, like, change me in terms of confidence in my work.
And it all depends who you hang around with, girl, to
mm-hmm.
be honest, too.
Yeah.
Because, look, okay, let me say my side. I think IMVU definitely does change people. Now, there's two different sides. Like, it can be a bad side.
Mm-hmm.
Bad side meaning that one thing a lot of people have to understand is that you are not your artist, okay?
Yeah.
Don't go in real life acting like you let me give an example. Don't be Beyonce and IMU and go in real life acting like you Beyonce. Because you really
yeah.
just Beyonce and IMU. Like, come on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then another bad thing. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I just feel like another bad thing that I'd be seeing what a lot of people be doing is like the bad thing about the changes people from IMVU. Like, some people are like the sweetest people ever, like outside of IMVU. Like, remember when we first started meeting, what's the boy name, your ex boyfriend, Carl? When we first met Carl, like, on the game, like, he was like very, like, rude, arrogant, all of this stuff. But outside of IMVU, he was like the sweetest person that you would ever meet in life. Like, I feel like for some people, sometimes it can make you to be like this person that you're not because you're trying to put on like this perception of yourself that is like completely
it could be the person you're hanging out with. It could be the person you're with.
That goes back to what Jane was saying too. Like sometimes like the people that you hang out with can change you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be careful with the people that you know, the company that you do decide to keep around you because like, you know, the wrong people, you know, really will bring out the worst in you. It really
mm-hmm.
it reflects back on you. So that's why I'm happy with my girls that I got right now. You know, they bring up the best.
Okay,
me.
See, yeah, and that's the good side of IMU. Like, you find people,
mm-hmm.
you find friends, and you find genuine
yeah.
people. Like, there's a lot of genuine people on IMU. Like,
yeah.
not everybody's there,
really
not everybody's out to get you.
Yeah.
And you also...
It makes me emotional a little bit when I think about that, because I really have
gosh.
Listen, no, because look, I've really met, like, some really dope people on IMVU. Like, I know it may seem like I always seem like I'm always getting into arguing with people, but y'all don't actually feel like the people who actually, like, DM me or, like, actually have, like, conversations, like, outside of, like, you know, like, comments underneath posts. Like, there's people, like, I really, really admire, like, oh, my God.
Madeline.
Madeline, yeah, no, that's my baby. I love
that's
Madeline.
That's my girl.
Love Valady.
I was on Madeline before everybody. Not everybody wanted to be on the Madeline train.
Bitch, no, I didn't do Madeline since he was Nigel, bitch. Don't do me.
Okay, that's nothing.
I'm doing that. You know I've been to her.
See, no,
I've
been on the Madeline train.
I
don't care.
I love Madeline.
You a Bella Diaz girl. I'm more
I love
Bella Madeline.
I do. I love Bella Diaz too. I love Bella. I love Cartier. I just like. Me and him started out like a little rocky, but I actually like him a lot better now as a person. Tisky, yes, he started out
mm-hmm.
a little rocky, but now I like him better. He's always been talented. Like, I always thought he was really creative. Like, it's just like a lot of people. I'm probably forgetting like a lot of people's names, but it's really like a lot of people I see like talented, like very creative. Like the creators, the people who do the avatars. Isis, you know, she's creative, like in her own little right. Bitch is rich as hell. I wish she would share some money and start playing around, but
mm-hmm.
like. It's just so many different people. Like, I don't
keep
her, like, a lot of names, but you don't like Isis?
Who?
You. You said you can keep her. I heard you say
that was Jane. That was not me.
Jane, did you say that?
Girl, no, I never mentioned Isis, bitch.
Okay, just because y'all scared of Isis don't mean y'all need to be acting like
Isis.
No,
nobody's scared of Isis. First of all, I love Isis. Nobody's scared of
her.
Y'all both stutter, so y'all lying.
You know, let me tell you something. The reason why I like her, I'm going to tell you exactly why. First of all, we was already cool.
Here we go.
For a long time. But the reason I like her because, look, I just now noticed that the shit that she be posting in her shop, the bitch done already ruined in real life. Like, I'd be like, this bitch has fucking money. Like, I was literally going to her Instagram today. I'm just like, this bitch is wearing a fucking Chanel bag that cost my whole fucking rent for the whole entire year. And, like, she would post that shit in the shop. Like, I was just like, bitch, like, really, like, are you, like, I just like her because of that, like, honestly. Like, I just like that she's not bougie because she don't give me, like, that. I have more money than you. I'm better. Like, she don't give me that. Like, she's a really sweet person. And
I don't know. I got that from her. I know. Y'all didn't. I got that from her, though. That's what I.
That she's bougie?
Yes. I always get that from her. Every time. Like, I always
what
get that from
her.
What
are you saying? Like, she made you feel like that? Like,
that
she said,
not personally, but I
just. How you
oh my gosh. Listen, I don't need you asking me questions because I know how I feel personally.
Bitch, I am on the talk show and we are talking.
I don't
talking.
Care. Hey,
no, say what you told me, Brian. Say what you told me.
I didn't tell you anything.
Brian, say it.
What did I say?
How,
Okay, Jane, shut the fuck up. We gotta go. We gotta go. So anyway,
I'm about to say it. The fuck. All
right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Remember when Josh Sweaty Emoji thingy came out? She was wearing one of the dresses.
Okay. I said that on here.
Yeah,
I said
that
on here.
That was on the show, baby. You a whole 3 episodes late, baby. Okay.
You dumbass.
Girl, you got an album to sell. You better stop playing with me, baby. You will not get that repost.
Girl, don't do that.
She already not getting it from me, so. Next.
Baby, and it's still not going to sell. But anyways, you guys, I do want to say thank you so much for tuning in to the event tonight. We had a lot of fun. Sorry, it's all over the place. We just, like, it's been a while, so we can get in with each other. It's been a while since we've been on a phone together, so, you know, it's like our first time all been back together. You guys can kind of feel, like, our real friendship, how we be. We super shady towards each other and, you know, everybody else, but.
Man, nobody shady towards
you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Baby, because you have all the shade over there.
Thank you.
That wait, anyway, yeah,
sweetie. That wait for the album. Thank you.
Do you want to close out the show properly, baby?
Yes.
Of course, you know.
Make sure you look.
Make sure
Jane,
you guys.
Excuse me.
Album.
Oh,
Jane,
no, baby.
Girl,
we didn't get your promo. We did the promo for the half of the song and the beginning of the show.
You know.
Okay, go get her album.
Make sure you look to the person next to you. And make sure you hug them, because tomorrow you may wake up. I forgot what that was. I don't know. God bless you guys. The prize is. I know it's pride.
So all y'all people in the house.
Bye.